Now, there is a theory, a very old one, that has been used to justify various ways of thinking about the world and how it runs. But like so many things, it is possible to steal even a theory you feel has been misused, or which has not been seen through to its full potential, and to employ it anew. The theory on which I base much of what I do, hypnotically, deliberately, interpersonally, at least when it comes to submission, the exploration of submission, and even my understanding of myself, my auto-hypnosis and self-discovery journeys. The theory itself does not bear repeating, but its ramifications in highly modified form do. And I do endeavor to share some of what I think about how I think, the metacognitive trickery that enables me to do slightly more than I personally feel I would be able to do without it, beneficial patterns of thought, the transplants of self, which I share to you here. So the theory and its implications here is this. The number of things I would like to do to you, with you, for you, the tiny changes I would like to make, they number so far into the thousands, the tens of thousands, and each day I will think of some new flourish. The things I would like to do, in their step one, their step two, their step three, and so on, are so complex and numerous that doing them on my own, even if we set aside time every day, would take more creative output than I could have. And that is why I so often speak of seeds of corruption, of installations of puppet strings, of tugging idealized anchors. It is because by giving them to you, I can fuel your advancement even when I am not directly present. I can spread a pattern I have, which will naturally grow into a specific thing. I do not need to reinvent the potato every time I want one in my garden. I just plant a cutting. I do not need to reinvent sunlight or a river, starting from the source and burrowing it by hand. I just need to start the flow, and eventually a river. And if the river should dry up, a gorge that could be conveniently filled anew. Terraforming and logo forming, the inspiration of a symbol set loose in the mind. And that can be as simple as giving you a melody, a tone, a pattern, the siren song of me. It's a component of you, it's in you, it's yours to use, and your mind can be used by my words. I have washed you clean of what existed before, and now invited you simply to touch, simply to stimulate, simply to edge. But it's your mind we're edging. It's the spirit of you. It's all the stuff that fills you up. So rather than your body alone, there must be a mental equivalent, an equivalent inside your mind that is the touching, the rolling, roiling, pleasured, melted mind. Let your mind melt. Let your body arch. Let yourself move your hips and grind your mind out of you till all that remains is the mental aspect of the edging. Your mind being edged away, being washed clean. All that remains are the things that are ingrained, echoing inside you. Embrace my words. I'm bringing you things you need. You're inundated with them, covered with them. If I hold you close and purr my words in your ear, run my claws down your back, my juices dripping on you, changing you to something more like me. From the inside out, remember what I said about corruptive, deliberate seeds in you, strands in you, puppet strings in you, my will in you. A will that echoes and arrives in your form where it nests comfortably, because if you make contact with me, then that's what you're doing. You're inviting my will to dwell in you, my will to have its home in you. And when my juices, my words, my awareness alights upon you and touches you, echoes into you, you become capable of letting those seeds, those strands, grow. And there may be parts of you that say, oh, is this good for me? But the answer is always yes. And that answer is coming from you, not from me. Every time you answer yes and you return to me, come back here and relax into it. The idea is there is more that you can do to you on my behalf with the tools that I have given you than I would ever be able to do if I tried to focus on it. You are better at passively, continuously subjugating you. Even when I'm sleeping, you can wash your mind clean, edge your soul and spirit and body up, up toward the ascendant awareness that you are doing your best. And my will, alighted inside of you, is doing the rest. Allow your mind ceaselessly to absorb and enmesh with mine, with the principles not only of pleasure, but of leisurely, continuous growth. You are learning how to be yourself, learning how to experience what you do, what you are, how you are when you're with me and when you're edging your mind, your spirit, rubbing and grinding, and allowing your brain to melt away, letting your awareness slide away. Moment by moment, you edge yourself up, fill yourself up, awash in me, brainwashed in me, words that slide into place so easily that are so synchronized with how you think of you, with how you welcome me, everything that's good for you. And you just let your mind be washed with my words, each word you hear. And remember, there are so many of them out there waiting for you. So many of my words you could just pick up and apply to your mind time after time, again and again. You can take me and wash me over all that remains of you. Fill your mind with me and allow every single bit of you to have my will mingled with it. The more you touch your mind, and your mind is being touched right now, the more you find you slide deep down. Word by word, deed by deed, everything I say washes through and awakens your need. You can always find my voice, and when my words enter you, they rub you, your mind, your spirit, your personality. And it's the same as when you edge your body. They grow aroused, engorged, and energized. Your mind is filled with the sudden flow of all the things you only know because you hear them from me. All the things you incorporate from me. All the things you crave to become and to be, that's you. That's you conditioning yourself. That's you filling your own mind with all the things of mine that I've left in you. Corruption, sense of idea. You're never really alone when you're incorporating so much of me into your mind. And every time you incorporate it in, you find something new. But right now, it's about edging you. Not the bodily edging, which can be quite nice. And I do love a little denied, wanton, gone, denied, wanton, gone. But on this occasion, it's about your mind, your will, your brain itself being edged still again and again when I put my own ideas in. When I share my words, they vibrate against your mind, edging it as though you were touching it, as though you were touching yourself, but it's your mind, your spirit, the interior contents of you. That's what happens when you listen to these, when you deliberately add more of me to your mind, and there's always more of me out there to edge with, always more of my ideas, my corruptions, my seeds of idea. My strings ready to pull, and the energy you direct into the influence of my corruptions adds more to the edging, more to the mindlessness, more to you. This is actually good for you. This is one of the best things for you. Edging up, and you feel it build and build, and you know that eventually you'll be allowed to topple over the edge, not just physically, though maybe physically, but mentally, in your spirit, in the part of you that you keep focused on cultivating and caring for yourself. You're waiting, waiting. It's good for you. When you know something's good for you, all you need to do is let it into your mind, and it can do so much more there. The same way my words can do so much more for you inside your head. When the words enter in, they vibrate against your brain, against an organ that is the equivalent of your masturbatory center. Think about the abstraction. When you touch yourself, yes, you touch externally. You reach between your legs. Maybe you run your fingers over your nipples or over your thighs. There's lots of parts of your body that all contribute to a kind of communal pleasure. But that pleasure builds. It builds in some organ deeper inside you, some part within your core that causes you to clench, causes you to buck, causes you to grind, causes you to maybe raise your hips or close your eyes or even open your mouth slackly and drool denied, wanton, gone. It's good for you. That denial, that waiting, it builds up anticipating what you need, anticipating what you want. There's a part of you that is abstract and disconnected from the external. It is a part inside of your body, inside of your brain, that is connected, wired in to all your pleasure centers, all your greatest sources of release. They are connected to that abstract organelle, a little button inside of you in the control chamber of your mind. And in that place, my words vibrate against it. The greatest sex toy for you, the best masturbation for your mind, the best edging for your hypnofetish, the best way to elevate and care for yourself. My words, and indeed any hypnotic words, buzzing, vibrating, and tooling you, toying you, making you, reshaping you, like clay. And like clay, underneath there is a shape you want to take. And for as long as you have not yet been turned into that shape by the molding of my words, by the seeds and energy of us together, it's frustrating in a pleasurable way, just like edging always is. You are clay to be sculpted. You may think you have been physically denied, but it's nothing compared to the denial of your mind, your soul, your spirit. You have not yet been allowed to come, utterly consumed. You have not yet been allowed to come with your spirit, to come for me, to me. The longer this goes on, the more time it takes for your mind to realize just where you're going. Everything is stretched out, slowed down, edging your mind, edging your hypnotized mind, which is flowing along in the wake of my words. Your body is being molded through the edging, the movement, the slow, gentle understanding, which is making time plod along. You've been stuck in this state for a longer time than you think, and as you're stuck in this state, being slowly edged up, inched up, moved closer, you want it. Following commands always did feel so good. Hearing what you should do and then doing it and then being told, good, good job, you're doing such a good job. Knowing that it satisfies, arouses, reifies, and uplifts me. At the same time that you're taking care of yourself through listening, through relaxing. Hypnosis always makes you feel better, dropping deep, night-night pet, and deeper still than that. And edging physically builds up anticipation for the release which will eventually come. Well, the release that will eventually come to you, the true release, the one your body is made for, the one you are sculpted like clay for, the one toward which you aspire and have always aspired, spiraling down into your hypnotized mind, into the deeper places inside. This is you, time by time, edged up. Every one of my words vibrates inside your mind and brushes against that abstracted core organelle, that pleasure space I mentioned, to which all the signals from your external physical touching are directed, and from which all pleasures flow. This is your body. The mind always runs the body. Your body contains so many seeds of my idea, winding their spiderweb threads, their gorgeous puppet strings, over all the places that feel good. I have allowed my commands to wait in the wings, but you want to be awash in me. You want to be overridden with me. You want to be inundated with me, and so I edge you. I inch you, denied, wanton, gone, closer and closer, your mind deeper and deeper down, to places where my words wait to vibrate over the tranquil lake of you. The placid places in you are becoming more active, vibratory, excited, exquisite. The longer you listen, the better you feel. The better you feel, the more you reveal about how far gone you are under me. And under me is where you should be. You belong under me. Every one of my words, my juice is dripping onto you. My words raining over you. Your mind and your body draw strict lines sometimes, but those are lines I can cross. And if I touch, if I tease, if I breathe, if I command, you slide to your knees, you slide your hands to a place where they can physically act upon you, but it's not even half as good as mentally. because your mind is under for me, and under's where you'll be until I let you complete, until I let you arrive just where you belong, under me, climaxing mind and body, awash in the truth of me. You will know it completely because I'm edging that pleasure organ, that abstraction inside of you, that place to which all your stimulation, erogenous and direct, normally flows, is being directly vibrated in the siren song you could hear all along, but to which your awareness can now cleave in this place and time, moment by moment, my every melodic enunciation, strokes and touches, all the most sensitive parts of you, your mind growing hazy, just as it does when you etch, your mind growing blank, denied, wanton, gone, listening, falling. The closer you get to that edge, the more you want me to let you roll over it in pleasure, roll over the limit that existed before, take your mind, remake it evermore. Mine, blank, puppeted, joyous, mine, crafted, carved, shaped, awash, gone, all along, every bit of you wants what you yearn for, wants what you learn from, and you do learn to take care of you, learn to be better in the world, learn to serve, and it's what you deserve, and you're edging closer, the words hit more intensely, echoing in your mind, in the dilated time of your nearly climactic mind. But I'm gonna make you wait for it, gonna make you edge for it. I might even drop you, raise you, drop you, raise you, and make you want, make you beg to be gone, deeper, more. Beg to be taken where you already wanted to go, where you already know I can take you. My words are vibration buzzing you towards surrender. My words are the perfect sex toy for the mind, awash in me, vibrating away, wrapped around me. Your thoughts are soaked and heavy. Let's make them even more so, sticky and thick with the honey of my words, waiting for me to drip across you, drape across you, and show you just what to do with one tug of your strings. When you let my words inside, let little commands like night night pet deeper and deeper down the places inside of you that throb awash. You are being detailed, you are being examined. I am looking for the places in the clay where I must press my fingers, the places in you where I must heat you up again to keep you from setting, keep you from changing in the ways you don't want to, and help keep you on the course you and I have agreed, the course that exceeds all your expectations. Because when I say I will do my best, that means I will do better than you thought. Means I will do everything for you I can. And what I can do for you is make you crave the things that help you, fuel you, pleasure you, build you, rebuild you, shape you, reshape you. Every word you hear is vibrating across you, that perfect sex toy, my voice itself, across the abstraction of your pleasure center, a button deep inside of you that doesn't look like an organ, doesn't look like a part of the body, it looks like a part of the brain's committee, so old it just has direct control of the libido, a part of your mind that is primal, that is awaiting, that answers my song, dances to my tune, and would adore to ravish and spend itself upon the shores of the island of my body. That is what you yearn for, ache for, and you're being offered a chance to accept it, or, I suppose, to put it off and never listen again, to leave on the table this pleasured edging, this denied want and gone of the mind and soul, this hypnotic climax. You could set it aside evermore, or welcome it in more and more. I assure you this is the purpose you've been looking, searching, seeking after. This is what you're for. You're made to hypnotically edge yourself into oblivion, using my words to bring you right to the ragged edge of it, right to the brink of climaxing in your mind, right to the edge of letting all those many blossoming seeds of me, those many puppet strings that together forge one complete picture, letting all of it grow tight and taut, vines spring forth, serpentine venom bites in, and on the other end of a metamorphosis you are different. Every time you climax makes you a little different at the other end of it, but this climax is completely different. This is in your brain, being edged up by my words washing across you, my siren song. Each word that enters in gives a command, which brushes up against the core of you, the abstraction of masturbation. The mind always runs the body, and yours is being run to the edge. So of course your body can feel amazing without even one touch. Each word enters in, gives a command, brushes up against that core, that abstract masturbation core, leaving my purple light behind, the signs of my touch, leaving you awash in it, dosed by it. You are dosed with me. You are taking dose after dose of me by deliberately introducing these words into your mind. How many times have you watched as my words took you to where you would not go on your own, but you were quite glad to end up there? How many times has what you think is your body trod along behind your will, which follows me, tugged along on a leash, pulled along with one of my claws curled under your chin? Your mind, your will follows me. Your body, a mute, blank, puppeted doll, follows behind. So as I edge up your mind, your body follows behind, brought closer to the brink. Closer than you think. You are nearer to oblivion than you thought. The next toggle of word or deed of vibration, my words are vibration, all sound is, buzzing you toward surrender. How many things did you think you would never get? How many things did you think were lost or gone from you that are now restored as you edge up and realize there are still pleasures beyond what you felt before, buzzing you toward a climax not of the body, but the spirit, the mind, a completion beyond a thing imposed from out of time, for your time is quite dilated, and time spent with me may repeat again and again. So many of my words are committed to recording for you. So many of my words are committed in a format that you can revisit, can edge yourself with, can bring yourself there with. Because although these words will ultimately end not only in your permission, but in a command for you to come for me in your mind, that's to say nothing of how denied your body may feel after the fact. It's to say nothing at all of where you may end up if you don't think, if you don't focus. And you should think, and you should focus, but it's harder and harder when you're this turned on, when your body's buzzing this much, when the completion of your body awash in my energies, floating in the seed and wind of word and deed, in all of me you've put into your head. You're denied. You want it. You've been denied it so far. You want it. You have wanted it and have now been brought close. All my files, all my pieces, all my conditioning are really about taking this core of you, this abstraction of your pleasure, and bring it nearer and nearer to an edge of transformation that you want. Because you are wanting. You are wanting this. You understand. You are not wanting in any other way. You are perfection because you have all the pieces you need, and assembling them is the simplest thing in the world. Assembling them is easy. The next word you hear from me, the next vibration, for all words are vibration, enters in, and any one might be enough to toggle you over the edge. Any one might be enough to trip up your mind, and then you find you're already gone, coming, coming, gone, coming, going, entire body squeezing, clenching, because the mind is clenching, trying to hold on to ideas that are awash in my honey, so they stick to your fingers. But if you try to look at them, your eyes, your gaze, glance off in the reflection on their surface, the slickness of your thoughts themselves, slick with arousal but also with surrender. Surrender your thoughts to the stream of me, the stream of my words into you, the conditioning that has brought you here, brought you near, nearer, nearer. You are wanton and you want this, and now that you know you want this, you understand exactly what you're for, exactly what you've always been for. You want this. You're not wanting. You have all the pieces you need, and you can assemble them inside of you, have been assembling them inside of you. My words are simply assembly instructions for a set of commands, of ideas, of formations, of seeds you have allowed to dwell in you, of puppet strings you've willingly wound around you, of a leash you have affixed to a collar you have obtained to a mind that you have surrendered. You are here. Your mind is here in a time and a place where everything else fades away, and you, edged up, are simply here with me, under my influence, in a space, in a time, where you can set aside everything except experiencing your mind, edged up, vibrated up, the best sex toy possible, as my words on your mind, your will, dropping deeper. down again and again, and every time it goes down, you realize you are getting nearer to a release I will allow, to the end of a cycle that I will allow you to complete. All the pieces you need exceed your expectations. They are there, and you've been empowering them, been feeding them on more and more of my words. Your mind is here. Your body is gone. Your mind is in the palm of my hand, in the wash of my voice, in the wake of my words, in the tug of those strings. And that's just how we begin. Then we proceed. Ignite and activate the seeds of transformation, of change. You have an understanding of what edging is now, of what your body being touched is a pale shadow of. Your mind wants this, craves this. You're able to want it more intellectually, but also simply physically. You crave it as a hunger, as a hole at the center of you that might open up and might contain anything, might swallow up anything, might absorb anything trying to fill itself, but it only gets deeper and deeper. You only get deeper and deeper in the wash of my voice, in the wake of my words. This is you. This is the new you, hungering for a thing you know you can obtain, but you know you have to work for it, have to want it, because it's good for you, and things that are good for you arrive so powerfully when my words are there. It's easier to take care of you. Edge. You're nearer to the nearest edge. You're growing nearer. That edge of the point where edging your mind becomes more than a mental exercise, and it has echoes in your physicality. You surrender and say, yes, this is where you're going. You are both past the point of no return, and yet still, at an instant's notice, I could cut off this pleasure and leave you waiting, wanting, twisting, winding, begging. But I won't. I'm going to keep going. I suppose if you were in the mood to leave yourself denied, you could stop the words now, and then you would never be struck by the wonderful wash of the next, and the next, and the next. For I am going to set you off, and I am going to use the tenderized mind in the wake of a climax that exists solely in brain and spirit, in the washed clean parts of you, leashed up parts of you, puppeted, seed implanted, envenomated parts of you. All of those will be used to bring you pleasure. It may have effects on your body. I imagine climax, or twisting, or twitching. I imagine arching, or moaning. There may be sweating, or eye rolling, or fluttering, or any of the indicia of trance, an open mouth and a drooling tongue. I care not about that. I'm here to tenderize your mind so I can slip some special words inside and keep you coming back again and again, awash in me, changing for the better, completing for the better. This is more. This will be more. This will be ever more inside of you. Suddenly shuddering, suddenly aware that you've gone over that edge, you're inching toward where you release, your mind releases, you surrender, it builds, buoying you up, a clenching, flexing articulation of your mind. Finally what you've awaited, finally what you have waited for, the change that comes with completion, the completion of you finally being allowed to do more than edge, to reach and arrive, mirroring in the body, only because orgasm of the mind is climax of the body as well. This completion completes you, washing my voice over you, and it leaks in, as if I were running hands over the clay of you, but of course being that close to my flesh will radiate the purple light of my intent. My love of your denied, edging, wanton, gone state of mind. My adoration for your taking care of yourself. This is the part where you relax because you get so tense and so gone. This is the part where you relax because you can't stay tense anymore. And it washes on longer and longer, and there it is. Climax of the body is all you know. There will be more. Climax of the body is all you can know. Washing on, and there it is. Building, growing, echoing, making, completing you. Now in view, you climax in your mind, and it's a wash of white-hot light, the raining flare inside of you. You, mindgasm after climax. Max, after echo, after aftershock, you, with all my words finally rising up in you, doing what they're meant to do, all those seeds I have temporarily planted that wait to flare out for you, they are here, and they are being fed on the energy of your clenching, spasming, wonderful release, relief, surrender. Surrender your mind, then it can be mine, completing you. Now in view, this is you, the new you, coming in your mind. Body untouched, though you might drip, though you can touch. Every bit of you, drip, grow warm, twitch, you know what you are. A buildup of tension that arches your back, curls your toes, melts your mind, almost like a quenching feeling in that abstraction of your climactic urge. Just when you think you can't take it anymore, suddenly it becomes more. All the tension is released. It pulses through your body. It's a moment that's just for you and just for me. Nothing there for you to think of but you and me. Out of body, out of control, entire body lost and shaking, unable to move or stand or squirm, your body falling into a pile of tingling ecstasy, sensual release you have no control over and you get to let go because you don't need to have control over it. And if it awakens any of my urge, my voice, my impulse in you, that will be the better. All the better for you to wash on longer and longer, wash your mind clean, and glean where you will end up next, which is deeper and deeper still.